Tonight's Shir Simeches, Seif Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Seif Yud. Im loivesh talis koton, ba'od she'ein odav nekiyos. If a person wears his talis koton while his hands are not clean, yil b'shenib lo brocha, then put them on without a brocha. Uk she'yito yodav, when he washes his hands, yimashmesh b'tzitzis, he should hold his tzitzis, v'yivarchav, make the brocha. Or alternatively, if he puts on another talis, make the bracha on that. If you have in mind to exempt the first talis he put on. That's not necessary to handle the tzitzis of the first beged. Mishnah Brura, Sif Chatan Chaf Gimel. Yimashmesh batzitzis. If he put them on before he made the bracha, then it should handle the strings. The bezei chashev kitzas ki'ilo loif shoy oz. Because then it's considered a little bit as if he's wearing it then. V'yaf agav dekayim lom b'chol ha-mitzvos etzorech levorach over lasiyos and mamish. Even though we hold by all mitzvahs, you should make the bracha before you do the actual mitzvah. Ha-cheshani, this case is different. V'shom dakati gav alochaz, because he wasn't fit to make the bracha when he put them on because his hands were unclean. Sifkan chavdalt, or alternatively, he could put on a different beged and make a bracha on the second beged. Yichav and liftan have in mind to pater the first. Vahachi nohog bizmanen. That is really our custom today. Levarach al talis gadol, lechaven liftar bizeh talis gadol. We make a bracha on the talis gadol and have in mind to exempt the talis gadol. Vahachi adif tfei. This is actually better. Mimash nogin eiz anoshim than what some people do. Shemavarach and al talis katan, they make a brach on talis katan. They take if mavarach and al talis katan, then right away make a brach on talis gadol. Shegorman bracha shein esvicha, they cause an unnecessary bracha. Further and furthermore, afilu im yafzik zman meruba bein a talis katan the gadol, even if there's going to be a long break between the talis katan and talis gadol, kama pa'amim in roi levarach alof, many times it's not fit to make a bracha on the talis katan. First of all, the ein pasur chubo, it may not be open on the sides most of the way. Oh, the cotton may have shear before the common simit design, or maybe it's too small than the recommended size in simit design. Oh, do yashin bobo lila, maybe he wore the talis cotton through the night, he slept in it. Oh, the common simit design, Mishnah Brura, like we'll say later in simit design, Mishnah Brura. And therefore, ideally, you can avoid all these issues by making a bracha talis gadol and patrin talis cotton. So, there's a note on the side that maybe he'll forget to have kavana when he puts on talis gadol to part the talis katan. So he quotes the Eshel Avraham from Buchach that he can one time say, for the rest of my life, when I ever make a bracha on talis gadol, I'm part of the talis katan. And that's it. And you're done. And you don't have to do it every single day and every single time.
What do you mean by that?
It was, the halacha is, we think of a talis katan the way most of our talis katan are, that they're totally open on the sides. But they actually had sleeves, like the arms filled in that were sewn together down the sides. So if you sew all the way down, it's not dal kanfas. It's only considered dal kanfas if the seam on the side is less than halfway down.
So you worked that out with the ones that had the snaps on them?
So today they have the undershorts and stuff like that. That's the concept, right? So if you're Aleph, Iker mitzvahs talis katan, the love show al begadav. The primary method of fulfilling the mitzvah of talis katan is to wear it over your clothing. Kadesha tamid yirehu v'yiskor hamitzvahs. You should constantly see it and remember the mitzvahs. Mr. Burisif kon chafei al begadav. Ubaksavim isa. In the writings of the Arizal, it's brought the talis katan tachas begadav. Talis katan should be under his clothing. The Magid Avraham says, regardless, the strings should be outside. It's not like those who tuck the strings into pockets. But if you go among non-Jews and you tuck your strings inside, you'd fulfill the mitzvah. But when you make the bracha, certainly they should be open and exposed for the time it takes to walk for amos. Sifkan chavav, you should constantly see the tzitzis, K'madachsev, like the pasuk says, or isem oisai uzechartem v'goyim, you'll see them and remember. For osan ha'anoshim ha'mesim and ha'tzitzis b'ha'mechnasayim shalahem, and those people who put the tzitzis strings in their pants. Lo dai shema alim in einei mimaydachsev or isem osai uzechartem v'goyim. Not only are they averting their eyes from what it says in pasuk, you should see and remember. Oid mevazin heines mitzvus Hashem yisbarach, but in addition, they insult the Ribbono Shel'Olam's commandment. And they will in the future come to judgment over this. Their excuse, we go among the non-Jews. So for that, you could put them in the pocket, but not inside the trousers. Imagine, if they received a gift from a flesh and blood king, and the king's name was inscribed on it, how they would proudly wear this gift from the Melech and let everyone see it. How much more so with tzitzis, which alludes to the name of the King of all Kings, how much honor a person should feel to carry that name upon him. Chazal tells us if you're careful with mitzvah tzitzis, you'll merit to see the Shechina. Umash, and the implication from the various psukim. The Yidin who survive at the end, they'll be singled out with this mitzvah. K'madah Sivlaka says, Ubo asar anoshim yukolushonas ha-goyim v'chziku b'knaf ish yuhudi v'gomer. That 10 men will come from the various nations and hold on to the corner of the Yid Tzitzis. V'amechazal hazeh, Chazal teach us, kalazav mitzvah tzitzis, if you are careful with the mitzvah tzitzis, zeichu misham shenlo shnei alafim mishmonu meyas avodim mechulo. You'll be merit to have 2,800 servants taking care of you if you're careful with the mitzvah tzitzis. It's a whole drasha in the Gemara. So the Mishnah Berurah has this word of rebuke to those who wear their tzitzis concealed. It's a shaila about the beged. The Mechaber says the beged should be above the clothing. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Arizal should be under the clothing. It happens to be by Hasidim. We think of Hasidim wearing their tzitzis over their shirt. The reality is it's always under a vest. They wear a vest over the tzitzis, under the shirt, over the shirt. So on the one hand, it's over the garment, like the Mechaber, it's under the garment. They wear a vest over the dal kafas, over the tzitzis. As far as the strings themselves, the Mishnah Berurah says there's no shaila. The strings are meant to be seen. If there's a shaila going among goyim and you can't, then you could stick them in a pocket, but you don't let them hang inside your trousers. There's a tshuva, it's not quoted in the notes on the side, there's a tshuva from Chacham Avadi Yosef in Yichavadas Chelik Beis, where he takes to task this notion that all people have to wear their tzitzis outside. The meaning among Sfaradim, he says, is bedavka to wear the tzitzis hidden, not outside, inside. He brings al pi Kabbalah, al pi Soid, even that the Arizal who said it should be under your clothing wasn't just the beged, it was the tzitzis too. And he brings from all his sources, like typical of Chacham Avad Yosef, that this is the meaning among Bnei Sfarad, that Ashkenazim could follow the Mishnah Berurah. I have no qualms with that, he says, but don't criticize us for what we do. And essentially, this was a response, I believe, to a psak that came out of Bnei Brak, that all Baruchim, including Sfaradim, should wear their tzitzis out. So he comes to defend the minig of Sfaradim to wear tzitzis in, because of the chashash of Al-Pisoy, Al-Pikabalah, it should be in. I believe the Alter from Sabotka did not have a tzitzis out, and many of his Talmidim did not wear the tzitzis out. So, you know, the Mishnah Berurah makes it an issue that bedafka, you have to see the strings. There were those who had a Masoira bedafka not to see the strings. So, yesh for yesh. So if Yud Beis. Im yesh lo kama begodim shel arba knafos, if he has many garments of four corners, kulam chayom tzitzis, every one of them needs tzitzis. From the Vashim Kulam below Hafsik, and if he wears them one after the other without interruption, but he died to Metchila Kulam and he had in mind to wear them all, Lo Yivor Chela Bracha Chas, he only makes one Bracha. the mafsik beinem, but if there is an interruption between them, tzarech levarach kol achzor achz, and each one needs his own bracha. V'hu adin im lo hayu b'daitim b'tchila akum, or if he didn't have in mind to wear all of them, have a kamafsik beinem, it is if he interrupted, and would have to make another bracha for the ones he puts on afterwards. The Ramah adds v'chein im pasha l'rishon kol m'shlavas v'shein, if he took off the first before he put on the second, tzarech l'achzor levarach, he would have to make another bracha on the second. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chav Zayin, Kulam Chayavin. If he has several garments of Dal Kafas, every one of them needs tzitzis. What's the limit to say? Im Lov Shem Kulam. He wears them all. Avlum Munachim B'teva. So if they're sitting in his box, Beturim, they don't need tzitzis. The Kaimlam, we hold the halacha, tzitzis Chayvas Gavra V'lo Chavas Mana. Tzitzis is an obligation on the person, not on the garment. Because the Kaimlam is Semin Tess, they're saying Semin Tess. So if you have a four-cornered garment you're not going to wear, you don't have to put tzitzis on it, but if he's going to wear them, they all need tzitzis. One bracha takes care of all his tzitzis. But if there's a hefsik, then you need new brachas. Hainu, the hefsik gadol, a big hefsik, a big interruption. Shubachal hesek hadas, it's already considered the hesek hadas, a distraction. And then you need a new bracha. Al b'shehias zman ma. But if there's a short break between putting on the various pairs of tzitzis, pasik al morganavam, ushar achronim, l'kamam b'simen v'shvav, Maganavam and other Achronim and Reishvav Paskin, the Shtika Lo Chashiva Havsaka B'Dievet, that a silent interruption for a short period of time is not considered a Hefsik B'Dievet. Vafila Im Shah Harbe Yosim Chdei B'Dibur, even though the break was more than Kadei Dibur. Vim Sach Beinem, if he spoke in between the various garments, Im Hayahad Dibur Litzarech Levisha, if that which he said was relevant to dressing in these garments, could go and charm like he says, Tanuli, Begad Lush, please give me the next pair of tzitzis, Uke Gavin, anything like that. Pshita Din Sarach Lachsor, the Baruch is Pasha, that's not considered a hefsik, and it doesn't make a new bracha. Avulim Lohar Litzarech Levisha, but if he starts talking a conversation that's irrelevant to the tzitzis, then Yeshdeh is being a person with different opinions among the poskim. And many other achroinim, Shach and Yerdeya and others, hold that even just speech alone is considered a hefsik for this. Aval, but Yeshman achroim shepuskim, there are later opinions who hold that since some hold you don't have to make a new bracha, like eat talking during a meal, you don't make a new hamotzi on the food you eat afterwards. Mutav stola hachnis pesafik bracha. Don't get involved in a safik bracha. V'chein hiskim v'prim agadim v'prim agadim agrees. V'chein, therefore, to avoid the safik, yizar kolam shol suach, you should be careful not to talk irrelevant discussion between the various dal kanfas. Vim diber, and if he did speak, ein chayzavach, you don't make a new bracha because of safik brachas. V'koshkin shizar shol hafzik hafzik gadim, and certainly be careful not to make a long interruption. The Asr Ligon Bracha Shein Tzricha, because it's wrong to create a situation where you make a bracha that you didn't have to. Okay, the Kamam B'Simen Reish Tezvav, like we say in Reish Tezvav. So basically, you should put them all on one after the other, and you shouldn't talk in between. But if he did talk, he wouldn't make a new bracha. And if he did have a small hefsek, he wouldn't make a new bracha either. If there's a full-fledged hefsek hadas, then he'd have to make a new bracha. Sivkon Chav Tes, Lohoye B'Daita, or he was putting them on, and not the rest. He had no intention of putting the other ones on. So let me to say, he didn't have a specific das. He made the bracha stam. It's considered a hefsik. Made the sasam because he didn't specify. The implication is, all the garments of tzitzis, all the four-corner garments, were sitting there on the table when he made the bracha. But for the hockey tzarech lachzor levarach, and still he has to make a new bracha on the rest. The mari shal hayiragil rak levosh achas, because he typically would only wear one. But came b'stam in oil bracha l'koma, therefore the bracha doesn't go on more than one. The avikin nevachas, as if he changed his mind. Elam kin hayidait olei amefresh, unless he specifically had in mind to wear more than one. So let's say a fellow has three pairs of tzitzis in his drawer, and he only wears one pair a day. He opens up his drawer, he makes the bracha and puts on a pair of tzitzis. Then he says to himself, it's cold outside. I should put on a second pair of tzitzis to keep warm. Dress in layers. And he puts on a second pair of tzitzis. He has to make another bracha. Because when he made the first bracha, he wasn't thinking about a second pair of tzitzis, and he doesn't usually wear two pairs of tzitzis. So now that he all of a sudden made up in his mind to wear a second pair of tzitzis, So he has to make a new bracha.
How does that compare to make a shahakol and then if eat something else is a shahakol? You weren't thinking about it the first time. Right. You're not making a bracha.
So if he typically only has the drink in front of him, then he would make a new bracha. The problem is we don't typically do that. We typically have another drink. So that's why we generally have everything in mind. But in Echonami, if I was only going to have what I have, and that's normally what I do, and then I change my mind, I'll talk and make a new bracha. For who I did in Beirach al Talas Katan, al Mitzvahs Kimin again. Let's say I made a bracha on the Talas Katan, al Mitzvahs, this is like a minig. For Lokach Miyat, the Talas Gadol, then it takes Talas Gadol. If he had in mind that the talis gadol should also be covered the al mitzvahs and tzarich lachzavach, he doesn't make a new bracha. But in general, we assume that he didn't have it in mind. Chayz mevarach makes a new bracha. Then b'stama ain daito b'al mitzvahs kiim al talis katan. When he says al mitzvahs, he only has talis katan in mind. In other words, he has talis katan, talis gadol. He makes al mitzvahs, he puts on talis katan, then he takes talis gadol. So we don't assume that he had in mind for the talis gadol with the al mitzvahs. It's kind of like you made a shahakol and on the table is a drink and an apple. You could make shahakol and an apple and it would work, but we don't assume you make shahakol on the apple. You make shahakol on the drink and you make a bar appearance on the apple. Unless you specifically had in mind that the shahakol should go for both. And the same way here, if you had in mind the al mitzvahs for the talis gadol, it would work. But we don't assume that's what you had in mind when you make the bracha al mitzvahs.
Would it be preferable to do that and to avoid having to make the second bracha on the apple?
No, there's two separate brachas. The problem with this is that he mentioned earlier, he doesn't like the idea of making al mitzvahs and al hisate. If he would have rather you don't make a bracha on the talis katan and just make the hisate on talis gadol and cover both. Ach mikom mokom lechatchila bevada yesh li zoher. Shlevorach talis katan da'at levosh tegev talis gadol. One shulechatchila. Be careful not to make a bracha talis katan if you're going to have a talis gadol right away. Mishum gram bracha shen tzrich, because you are causing an unnecessary bracha. Em lavash talis below bedika matzibop. So what happens if you put on a talis? You didn't check the strings in advance, and then lo and behold, you see it's possible. Oshen nifslu tzitziyos of achkach, or you are wearing them and the tzitzis became possible. You all of a sudden get caught in the doorway. Your tzitzis rip. It's possible. For lavish talis achas, you're going to put on another talis. You have to make a second bracha, because when you made the first bracha, you only had in mind for the pair you're wearing. Then you discover it's possible, or became possible. It won't help for another bag. You need a new bracha for the next bag. Unless, when he made the bracha, he had specifically in mind, that whatever I'm going to wear will be included in this bracha, then he doesn't make another bracha afterwards. But very few people have that in mind. Se'if kartel naman alf, in pashat, the Amor says if he takes off the first beged before putting on the second beged, you need a new bracha for the second beged. Ha'achronim cholkim al zeh. The Achronim aren't in agreement with this psak. Usfir, they hold up shita lo havi hefsik li Amor. Why do we say taking it off is a hefsik? Taking off the first garment shouldn't be a hefsik, according to everybody. Ve'in adem l'masha kosam v'chavis if you dalad tab shita v'hefsik. You can't compare this to what we learned b'lin edun sif you dalad, that taking off is a hefsik. Because then when he put it on, he had no intention of taking it off and put it on again. Here he had two begadim. He had in mind to wear both begadim. He made the bracha on both begadim. So what difference does it make if you're not wearing them both simultaneously? What difference does it make if I take off, put on the first, take off the first, put on the second? Shouldn't the bracha go on the second like it went on the first? The Rambam is saying, if you make a bracha on two begadim, you put on the first and take it off, that's it. You lost the bracha, and then you make a new bracha on the second. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Achronim disagree. If I had in mind that the bracha goes on both begadim, it doesn't make a difference if I take the first begad off before I put the second begad on. The bracha still goes and is effective for the second bracha, and for the second talis, and I would not have to make a second bracha.